We're here in Aruch Chaim, Siman Aleph, Sif Gimel, and the Mishneh Berurah, Sif Katan Tes. The Mechaber writes, Roy Lechol Yirei Shamayim Shehei Meitzer V'Doeg Al Churban Beis HaMikdash. So this is the grief and the mourning that we sense for the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. And this is something that we should be feeling with genuine emotion. And the Mishneh Berurah says, Hamakubolim harichu mi'od begodol malas kimas chatzos. This is what we call tikun chatzos. To wake up in the middle of the night, or if you're awake, to recite tikun chatzos. And the Makubolim tell us how important this is. Ki rabahi, the maila is great. Ukvar nitpas basidurim seder anhaga al pikisve arizal, and you can find in the sidurim the tikun chatzos based on the writings of the Ari. Uzman chatzos hu tamid biemtzos halayla mamish b'chol mok. Chatzos means the middle of the night. It depends where you are, obviously, on the face of the globe. V'afil b'leilos haruchos o haktzoros. Even, let's say, during the winter season when the night is longer, or during the summer season when the night is shorter. V'hi yudbeis shos achar chatziayom. So you determine what is the time for midday, and you add, fast forward 12 hours, you get to chatzos. And this is a special moment of time, chatzos, and lis'onen al churban, to cry and lament over the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. Nachon yoseh shiyeh kodem chatzos miyad. It's good to start before chatzos, and then mechatzos v'yelech, after chatzos yasok b'torah. U'besof halayla, remember we spoke about the fact that the night is divided into three watches, three mishmarot. So we get to the end of the third mishmeres, that's the end of the night, yivakesh tzrochav, and then at that point he can go ahead and ask, petition on behalf of his own personal needs. V'yesh omrim oz shomrim laboker. Apparently there's some minhag that says that you should recite shomrim laboker. It's not absolutely clear to me when he should be reciting Shomrim LaBoker. Oz, then, is it meaning then at the end of the night or then in the middle of the night? But the next few words seem to clarify. He says, V'imu korov la'netzachama, if the end of the night, the third Mishmeres, is getting close to sunrise, then he says that Yomar HaMizmorim Levad V'Yidalek HaKinos V'Yachach Omrim Shomrim HaBoker. So he's definitely talking about Shomrim HaBoker, not at Chatzos, but at the end of the night. The problem is that if he has not yet recited Shomrim HaBoker, it's already Hanetz, now's the time for the Mizmorim, and therefore you should say the Mizmorim. Now he doesn't tell you exactly which Mizmorim, but I assume he means the Mizmorim that are published in the Kisvei HaRi that he alluded to before. And V'yidalga Kinos, there are a bunch of Kinos following these Mizmorim. He's going to skip those because he's already getting close to the Hanetzachama. And then he should recite Shomrim LaBoker. So the Seder is going to be, in a case of Korov LaNetz, that he recites the Mizmorim, skips the Kinos, he recites Shomrim LaBoker, V'achach HaTikun, and then he should and then when he finishes the Tikun, Shir Mishnayis Kodem L'chol Dovar. If he has a regular a learning session, a study session in Mishnayos, that's next on the list. The end of the night is a perfect time to study Kabbalah, to study Chochmas HaEmes. It's very interesting because the Mishnah Berurah obviously comes from the Lithuanian world of Yeshivot, and yet he seems to have a very great emphasis here on Kabbalah, on the Arizal, on Chochmas HaEmes, studying the Nistar. Hachronim Kiblu mi Shichvi ad Kumi. Hainu mi Shavuos Shaomrim Shochvi ad Tishabov Shaomrim Kumi. Ein Tzarech Lokum Balaila. That is a time period in the calendar between Shavuos and Tishabov when we don't have to wake up for Tikkun Chatzos. And the remez here is Shichvi is Shvuos, because we say Shichvi, and then Tisha B'Av is Kumi, and in that time, Yishichvi v'Kumi, we don't have to get up for Chatzos. I'm sure it's not a terrible thing if you do get up for Chatzos, but Yesh Omer Mitesvav B'Av Tu B'Av Ad Tu B'Iyar Yochum. So it seems that according to this Yesh Omrim, once he gets to Tu B'Av, he should recite the Tikkun Chatzos all the way until Tu B'Iyar, the 15th of Iyar. Unfortunately, he doesn't explain these various dates and why these periods of time are designated for Tikkun Chatzos. It sounds like according to the Bali Kabbalah, we should recite Tikkun Chatzos always. There are no blockout dates. There's no problem if we want to get together a group of people for Tikkun Chatzos. The Adrab Rov Hamadras Melech Tov Yosef Shiyomru Esatikum Beis Hakneses Mishiyomru Becheder Asomachlo to Beis Hakneses Kaddish Tfei. There's more kedusha to the Beis Hakneses. That's always a good place to daven. VeGam Sheyu Me'Asor Rishonim. It's good to be there the first of the ten. You made up the minion. You got the minion on its feet. For those who are up at these times of the night, be very careful to avoid a sichas chulin. Those who can't get up before daybreak, he's weak. If he wakes up too early in the morning or in the middle of the night, he won't be able to stay awake for tefillah. Mutav lishon kol atzorech, let him sleep as much as he needs to. U'mikom kom yezoyer mi'od lokum sho'a u'lefachos chatzi shakodim kriyashma leveis hakneses. His goal should certainly be that he wakes up an hour or at least a half hour before the time for Kriyas HaShamash LeBeis HaKnesses, when the Shamash comes running around, waking up people, you know, he's holding the lantern, it's time for, you know, Shteyuf Levodis HaBor. He says, Kidei Sheyuchal LaHochin Atzol Espal B'Tzibu Nekiyus. This extra time period before the Beis HaKnesses and the Tefillah starts will give him a breathing spell in which he can prepare himself for Tefillah. He can clean his body and if he has to go to the bathroom and so forth, but also he should mentally and emotionally prepare himself for tefillah. I mean, the Gemara says the Hasidim Rishonim would prepare before tefillah for a full hour. Could be that if he's davening in a shul, Beveis HaKnesses, B'tzibur, they daven very quickly. If he comes a little early, he could get a head start. And in many shuls, they don't even have time for karbanos. So this way he can recite karbanos. Now, Shiei Meitzar Aval HaTorah Tfilah Yeh B'Simcha. It's even though he's crying out and he's mourning over the loss of the Mikdash, but when it comes to learning and tefillah, that has to be besimcha. There's no room for depression and mourning, grief at the time of Torah and tefillah. Now he quotes the Shalosh, Bechol Suda Yomar Al Naros Bavel, this we mentioned last time. U'b'Shabbos V'chem B'Yomim Shein Omer V'em Tachnu and Yomar Shir Amals B'Shuv Hashem Eshivas Tzion. But V'Ikar Shiyeda Maika Omar V'Acha Kavanas Alev Hein Advarim. The main purpose here, whatever capital and whatever mizmorim he's reciting, he should have a full intention. He should understand what he's saying and not read it perfunctorily. He should be emotionally involved. And that leads us to the next Se'if in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mechaber. Number Dalet, he says, Tov ma'at tachnunim bechavona me harbos below kavona. Notes, we're interested not in quantity, but in quality. And if we have to sacrifice one for the other, that's what we're going to do. And the Mishnah Berurah adds an entire piece here. He says, Aval ima marbe kiven gamken. In the ideal sense, if you have a ribui of tachnunim, of supplications, and there are many, many supplications that you recite, but all with kavana, with feeling, that's the ideal. So you don't have to cut them down as long as you have kavana in all of them. If we're talking about someone who doesn't have the possibility of reading these mizmorim bi'arichus, he understands, knowing himself, that if he's going to read all these mizmorim with all arichus dvarim, he's not going to be able to have kavana. After a while, he just reads the words. Then he should cut down the supplications and those that he says he should say with a full feeling, a full heart. And Hashem will consider these more limited number of tefillos and tachnunim as if he had recited longer tefillos, if he had the time. We're not looking at quantity, we're looking at quality. Also, not to read through Torah without understanding it, that's not the point. Learn less in terms of kamos, but more in terms of echus, and that's the way you should learn Torah. So, for example, I'm wondering, you know, the Chofetz Chaim was a supporter. He was one of those who gave chizuk. He gave his spiritual hashara, you know, his encouragement to Rav Shapiro to establish the Daf Yomi. But yet, here he's saying, L'inyan Talmud Torah, maybe cut down the quantity for the sake of of improving the quality. So, I don't know, Daf Yomi, again, it may be a million and one reasons why we should encourage and recommend Daf Yomi, but we also have to keep in mind, for Talmidei Chacham, who can learn Torah with kavana, with meaning, and be'iyun, that Daf Yomi is not necessarily the way to go. Again, if you can juggle Daf Yomi with the rest of your schedule because you have a full day of learning, that's great. Hakol tolu lifnei Hashem yisbarachim osek kol asher b'kol chalasus. Everything depends upon whether you're using, maximizing your ability. U'mishu baal Torah v'yesh lo lev lahavin v'lilmod. He says the following, that if he could dedicate himself to Torah, and he doesn't have to dedicate himself to his precious time to reading Tehillim, and reciting also tchinos, he says, "Yochelim noam ilomar harbe tchinos bakoshos hadit pasus basidurim." He could certainly cut out the many many supplications and paragraphs and bakoshos and prayers that are published in this siddur. V'tov yoser sheyilmad bimkomam, and better would be that if he takes that time and he studies Torah. Because he's a person who's capable of understanding Torah and learning Torah. So in the trade-off, for such a person who has the capability of learning Torah, that's higher, that gets priority over reading and reciting Tchinos Vakoshes. Here the Chafetz Chaim identifies himself as part and parcel of the Musar movement. And one of the main methodologies and programs of the Musar movement was on a regular daily basis to study Sifrei Musar. And here the Chafetz Chaim is simply reflecting or expressing that ideology of the significance of learning Musar on a daily basis in Ma'at im Harbe. If he can't learn a lot of Musar, he doesn't have that much time, at least a minimum amount of Musar. Ki agol mi'chaver yitzo agol menu. He's addressing himself, the Chofetz Chaim, to Talmidei Chachamim. And these are great people. And you would think that they don't have to learn Musar. No, he says, the greater you are, the greater is your Yetzahara, and you need Sifrei Musar, you need that as a tavlin. Against the Yetzahara is an antidote to the Yetzahara, Mehu Tochachas Mamore Chazal. And the Musar books that he's reading are really just they also contain an anthology of various statements in Chazal, which are Tochachas Musar, which are meant to straighten us on the right path and to overcome the Yetzahara. It's, in a sense, it's a little bit of a shame that the Chofetz Chaim here doesn't mention what his recommendation would be in terms of Sifrei Musar. Which of the Sifrei Musar would be first on his list? Is he a Ramchal? Is he a Rabbein Machai? Meaning the Chofetz Halvavos? Is it the perhaps the Sifrei Musar of the great Bali Musar of the last century and a half? I don't know. Maybe in some of the other works, the Chofetz Chaim will spell out exactly what his reading list for Musar on a daily basis would contain in what order. And now we are up to the Mechaber in Sif Hey. Tov Lomar, Parashas Hakeda, Parashas Samon, V'Aseres Adibros, U'Farashas Ola, U'Mincha, U'Shlomim, V'Chatos V'Yosha. In other words, he's not even ready for Karbonos yet. But nevertheless, he should read these parashios before the parasha of the Karbonos. And he can recite the parasha of the Hakeda, the parasha Samon, even on Shabbos. He doesn't mention in the Mishnah Berurah about Aseres HaDibros. I assume that could be okay on Shabbos as well. V'ein dai ba'amira el shizpodim mashu omer v'yakir niflos Hashem. When he's reciting these parashios, then he should have it shouldn't be a perfunctory mechanical reading of the parasha, but more important is the understanding. He calls it this bonenus, to really literally contemplate the meaning of these parashas and the message of these parashas, and certainly to achieve the level of Hakaras HaTov, to recognize and acknowledge the great niflos habor, the amazing gifts and wonders that Hashem has bestowed upon us. So if you take, for example, in the parasha of the man, what you have in your mind is God's sustenance. That everything that you're able to bring in terms of your family and food comes from divine providence, and that's niflos habore, that's man. Now, in the case of the Akedah, I would suggest that what the Mishnah Berurah has in mind is not hakaras niflos habore as much as a commitment and a willingness to sacrifice ourselves, even our very lives, for the Torah. And then we're going to have the Zechiros. And we recently studied the Zechiros, and each Zechira has an agenda, meaning, a vision, a mandate. We discussed it in terms of the Pel Yoetz. And now we go on to Tehillah LeDavid. Now this is in the Mishnah Berurah. If you're counting up from the bottom of page 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up. The first word in the line is Sheis Bonin. He says, "Bechein Omer b'Gemara, kol Omer Tehila David Shalosh Pam b'chol Yom Muvtach Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba." So you should recite Ashrei, what we call Ashrei, 3 times a day, which in fact we do because we have 2 Ashreis in Shacharis and a 3rd Mincha time. So we do have those 3, the magic number 3, Tehillah LeDavid, and therefore we've gained a portion, we've gained the guarantee for a portion of the world to come. He says, V'gam came both in Zeh. He says, even in this case of Tehillah David, he wants to be Zocher Muftuch Lo Ben Olam Bo by reciting Tehillah David 3 times. It's got to be with Kavana, not just reading the words. V'tam la'miras kol zeh, ki parsha sakedi k'dei lizkar z'chus ha'avos b'chol yom, v'gam k'dei lachnia yitzro, Now it's interesting. We were suggesting that the Akedah, I call it the agenda, meaning the vision and the mandate and the mission that we are inspired by reading the Akedah is Mesiris Nefesh. The Chofetz Chaim doesn't pin it down to Mesiris Nefesh, but rather, quoting apparently the Taz, he says zchus avos, but then he adds lachnia yitzro, and I think that lachnia yitzro is the Chofetz Chaim's way or insight into mesiris nefesh. What is mesiris nefesh? You know, Yitzhak is willing to die on the akedah, but what we have to derive from that, in terms of our lives, is that Kemoshe Masa Yitzhak Es Nafsho, we too, although we're not, in Birtz Hashem, we're not put into that situation where we have to give up our lives, but what we do gain and learn from Yitzhak is Kidei Lachnia Yitzro, meaning that he should dedicate himself to serving Hashem and not be impeded by the temptations of the evil inclination and all its seductive powers. He should be totally, single-mindedly focused and dedicated to serve Hashem, and that requires Mesiris Nefesh, not in the literal sense, but Mesiris Nefesh in the sense of how much am I giving up for this purpose of serving Hashem, of learning his Torah, being machnia his yetzer, and all this is to achieve our goals for which we put in this world, and we're required to win this battle against the yetzer hara and be machnia the yetzer, and that's, shall we say, alluded to or inherent, but in a concealed way, it's latent in the story of the Mesiris Nefesh of Yitzchak, because any act of overcoming the Eitz Hara is really an act of Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh means sacrificing. It means, in a certain sense, it means suffering for the sake of a mitzvah. So when the Eitz Hara is tempting us and we overcome the Eitz Hara, that's a sacrifice of certain pleasures in life for the sake of what we think is primary in our ethical Weltanschauung. Uparshas Haman. Now we sort of de-emphasized and we sort of swept under the carpet the parsha of Man over here, and we suggested that Man means to thank Hashem, appreciate and express gratitude to Hashem for all that He's provided us, and I think this is the message of the Mishnah Berurah here, 5 lines up from the bottom. So So the reading of the Parshas Man is critical on a daily basis, because we constantly are called upon to believe that our mizonos, our sustenance, comes from the Almighty's hand. Now, the Mishnah Berurah adds Bashgacha Pratis. And I think what he has in mind is a statement in the Gemara about Posech Zidach Mazbil Chol Chartzon. And what does it say in the Posech there? It says, Tov Hashem Lakol Vachav Lakol Masa. It says, V'yatono Sein Lahem Es Achlam Be'ito. It should have said Be'itam, because the pasuk is lahem in the plural, and Chazal deriving subis that be'ito means in singular, that God gives the sustenance to each individual person. That's why be'ito is written in Lashon Yochid, and that's, I think, what's being hinted at here in the Mishnah Berurah when he says that kol mizonosav boin bashkocha pratis. So exactly what's meant for you as an individual, that's the divine providence. God provides for you the exact amount and the measure that you should be getting. That's a great foundation of Emuna Bitochon. Ukniksiv. Now he quotes the Pasuk in the Parash of Man, Hamarbe lo hedif hamamayit lo hichsir, which means that he took more of the man, but at the end he ended up with the exact same amount. Unbelievable. If we would take this lesson to heart and really, you know, allow it to penetrate into our very essence, our very being, no matter how much you do, you end up with the same amount. And people drive themselves crazy to try to make more and more money. Sometimes I think it's a male thing, but it could be it's just all human beings. They think the more we work and the more we push it, the more money we make. The Isab Yushalmi Brachas Kol Omer Parshas Aman Muftach Shelo Yismatu Mizonosav. So there's a special skula and a reward for those who recite the Parshas Aman on a regular basis. And of course that reward is Mizonos. Vaseres Adibus Kadesh Yizkor B'chol Yom Mamen Har Sinai. So this is another Zechira. So we have the Zechira of the Man, the Zechira of Har Sinai, which we fulfill through the Parsha of Vaseres Adibros. V'yischazek Be'emunosol B'Hashem. By remembering Har Sinai, he strengthens his faith. U'parashas HaKorbanos. And that's based on the famous principle in Menachos, Zos Torah Sachatos Kolosik V'Torah Sachatos Kilu Hikriv Chatos. So although we don't have the base of English today, we cannot bring the Korbanos in the physical sense, but we have a substitute for the Korbanos, and that's learning the Parash of Korbanos. When we read the Parash of Korbanos and we understand what we're reading, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if we brought that Korban that we're reading about. Shlomim, says the Mishnah Berurah, for who had in Parshas Toda, the Gam he bechlal shlomim. Now, if I'm not mistaken, what the Mishnah Berurah means to say over here is that it's very important to add Parshas Toda. Now, I'm perusing just superficially the Korbanos that we recite in the morning. I'm not finding the Parsha of Toda. I do find a reference to Toda in the Mishnah, and we have the Mishnais in Zvach, Matoda, Vel Nosr, etc., Kodshim Kalim. We also have Mizmor Lesoda as a capital in Tehillim that we recite daily, Mizmor Lesoda. But the Parsha of Toda, I'm not finding right this second. Taber B'nei Yisrael. Tabitha says, those sorts of Ola. And again, Where is the parsha of the Toda here? Let's just see. It's parsha that means when this is done. Let's see. Where would this be over here? He's mentioning the parsha of the Nesachim, parsha of the Ola. What does he mean here? I don't see him mentioning here the parsha of the Toda. Maybe he's going to mention that a little bit later. One second, parsha of the Karban Tamid. Where's the? Unless what he means by Ola, we'll see if we can sort this all out as we go along. But right now he's emphasizing the parsha of the Toda. But then he writes the Gam Hi B'chal Shlomim. So I guess he's reading the parsha of Shlom. I see here the parsha of Ola, and then we have the parsha of the Karban Tamid. And then we have the parsha of the Ketores. We definitely have parshas Ola, Zos Torsa Ola, and I'm seeing here the parsha of Tamid and the parsha of the Ketores. And after that, I'm seeing Brisos and Mishnayos and Gemaros, Abaya of Masada say that. So I'm not exactly sure. One second. We have Mishnayos. Yeah, these are Mishnayos. Okay. I get the impression that the Mishnah Berurah is telling us what Chumash we should read. And he's not talking about the Parshios of Karbonis as we have them printed in our Siddur. He means to take out a Chumash here. And we should read Parsha Shlomim, the Toda, Parsha Ola, Parsha Toda, and then Parshas Nesachim. Ki ein zevach below Nesachim. Al chatos vi osham ein ton Nesachim. Now, the Machaber mentions chatos vi osham. I'm from Shekosim Dim Yodesh and Eschayev chatos yom Parshas chatos kodem. We do a sharp poskim lo mashmake. And someone who knows that Eschayev chatos, he should immediately begin with reciting Parshas Chatos, Kevin Shenischayev Bo. But the Yachronim did not necessarily accept this Mogen Avram. And now we'll take a look at the Ramah, or maybe we'll first read the Be'er Halachi of Parshas Ola. And here the Mishnah Berurah says in Bir Alocha Mitchilas Vayikra Ad V'im Min Hatzon. So I definitely get the impression that he's reading it from a Chumash. We do have the Parsha of Ola here in the Sidurim. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Limor Tzavas Amar Espon of Zos Torah Sal Ola. But he's going back to Vayikra, the beginning of Vayikra. And that I'm not seeing here in the Siddur. The beginning of Vayikra, Ad V'im Min Hatzon. Okay, so this is Parshas Ola. And he's beginning Vayikra. And Vayikra Hashem o Moshe. Daber b'nei so this is an odom ki yakav and korbal Hashem and a behem and gadudu im ola korbano. So here the Torah mentions ola, and ad he says v'im bin hatzon, Let's just see how far down that goes. Even Atzon, oh wow. That's a whole bunch of psukim. My guess is we're talking about at least 10 psukim. Uparshas Mincha. So now he's reading Parshas Mincha. He doesn't tell you exactly where to find it. But he says you should start from V'Nefesh and continue to till you get to V'Chi Sakriv. And then he writes in Yesh Lo Pnai Yikra Gam V'Parshas Tzav Min Zos Toras HaMincha. Once again, I don't think this is published here, but it might be published actually in the Siddur before Tfilas Mincha. I have here Vaydabra Hashem El Moshe Lemar Tzav. Okay, and then Tzavas Menizot Levis Kogoni Lachmili Shai Rechni Chochi. Ah, this is the parasha of the Talmud, which he follows with the parasha of the Ketores. I do not see the parasha of Vizos Torah HaMincha here. I'm not finding that in the Siddur. And once again, I'm inclined to think that he's reading it from a Chumash. Then he writes, V'koin Yosef Posek V'chol Minchas Koin Kol Tia U'parsha Shlomim Min V'im Zevach Shlomim Ad Mi V'im Min Hatzon. And I'm not finding that in the Siddur as well. Let's just see if it's here. I don't know, but he does say Parshas Zevach Shlomim. He's going back to the Chumash. Parshas Tzav Min V'zot Torah Zevach HaShlomim Ad B'midbar Sinai V'gam King Parshas Toda Yachka Karpash Nesochim V'parshas Shlach Min Vayidaber D'chisovo Al D'chisovo Ad Itchem U'parshas Chatos B'vayikra Min V'im Nefesh Achas Techto Ad V'nisachlo Min Yesh Lo Pnai Yikra Gam Kein Parshas Tzav V'parshas Tzav V'zos Toras Achatos Ad Bo'esh Tisorif U'parshas Oshom V'parshas Tzav. And basically he's going through all the different parshas in the Torah of the various categories of korbanos plus the Nesachim. And he says, Tomal Kol Elu Parshas Korma Tefilo. Wow. To read through all these parshas before Tefilo. I don't know if it's printed in any Siddur. U'beis HaKnesses. Best again is to do it in the shul. Achlo shalo ya'achra yidei says, my kriya shma wafilu tefilu b'tziv v'tzoch l'svados kodem kriyas parshas korbanos havidu yema'umad u'kvar nidpas b'yomenu sefer avoda tama. Oh, so at least he refers you to a sefer. I don't, and to the best of my knowledge, this sefer is a little bit out of use, it's out of print. Avoda Tama. And Mavur Bo Kol and Yoni Amiras HaKorbanos B'chol Pirtan. In other words, all these Amiras that he mentioned are printed there in the Sefer Avoda Tama. V'heti Gamkim in a Rambam Seder HaKorov V'shoyen Nitzach L'zeh. And this, the Avoda Tama adds the Rambam Seder HaKorov. U'kfar Mavur B'sforim Godol HaMitzvah Matov L'fmi L'misha Noeg Hen. Sheyil matchiles in yonim elu min haGemara o mi sifrei Rambam. He's praising you not for reading the parshis, but for learning the Gemaras and the halachas as codified by the Rambam. Kedei sheyomin achach ma'u omer uvezet echoshim lo ki ilu hikriv mamish korban. Not sure why he has to add the word liros. Mitzvah lohovin mashu omer. Maybe liros means see to it that he understands what he says. Vi ayma sheherich bal hashalom anhogos al sefer yeshnoch. So there's a whole world here of encouraging people to read parashios and understand the parashios, learn the halachas, the ramams, the sugyas of karbonos, because of this statement of the Gemara Menachos that but somehow our minhag evolved to have a certain limited, single out certain particular parashios that we recite in the morning. Now the Rama adds a comment. He says, "V'dafka b'yochid mutalom aseres hadibros b'chol yom." Aseres hadibros she recited privately. Aval also here we're turning to page 10, Osliomra Bitzibur, and that's the Chukas Harash, but that has to do with the Gzeira Mishum Minim. Mishabur calls it here Mishum HaKofrim. Shiomer Ein Torah El Azu. They think that this is the only part of Torah that's significant because we recite it on a daily basis. And the Mishabur seems that in our time this is even a greater fear that people might think that the Aseres HaDibros, you know, that exhausts the Kedushas HaTorah, but really the Kedushas HaTorah is equal to in every letter of the Torah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, L'kach ein kosvin oso gamkein al kuntres hamiyuchad l'tzibur. In other words, they have a certain sitter that's for the tzibur, for the shatz, and they should not include Aseres HaDibros in that sitter. But Yesha Kosvid Lo Omru Di Lesar Li Omru Tzibur El Lekova Bein HaBrochus Kmo Kriyat Shema Avakodim Baruch Shalom Mutar Af Betzibur Ve'anan Naktina Li Isu Betzibur Klal Uklal Lesar Betzibur Klal Uklal U'Biyochid Dafka Shelo B'Soch HaTfila Then we'll allow it Avalekvo B'Toch HaBrochus Kam Li Yochid Osur. So one thing is clear, that even in the case of a Yochid, we have an absolute rule, a prohibition against reciting the Aseres HaDibros within the framework of a tefillah or a bracha. Now, with regard to a Yochid, if he's reciting the Aseres HaDibros before tefillah, so it's not within the framework of tefillah, and he's alone, so that's mutter. If on the other hand, it is betzibur, then we're going to completely outlaw the recitation of the Aseres HaDibros. This, by the way, touches on the whole issue of standing up for the Aseres HaDibros when we get to it in Kriyas HaTorah. And the Rambam, in fact, was opposed to that minhag. Could be that the Teshuvas HaRash would also be opposed to that minhag. By standing up for the Kriyas HaDibros, it seems like this, that the Dibros have a special significance, as if to say that the Kedushas HaTorah exhausts itself in the Aseres HaDibros. That's what the Kofrim are mistakenly proving here. But our minhag in Klal Yisrael is to stand, in fact, for the Aseres HaDibros. Sama makba, to stand before you get to the Aseres HaDibros, to make sure that nobody thinks that you're giving chashivas yeser to the Aseres HaDibros. Now we're up to the Mechaber in Seif Vav, Parshiel Sakarbanos Lo Yomar Ela Bayom. So these parshiels should be recited during the day. Now again, if you're reading a B'Torah's Torah and you're studying it, what difference does it make whether it's day or night? If you're reading it as a substitute, a replacement for the Karbanos, then Karbanos are only during the day and not at night. The Beis HaMikdash is closed for business at night. The Mishnah Berurah says, Avol, however, Parshas Akiyo or Parshas Trumas Hadesh Yochel Lomar Kodem Ayom, because the Trumas Hadesh was actually implemented before daybreak. V'yim Ein Lo Pnai Yochel Lomar Gam Parshas HaKorbanos Balayla. If you won't have a chance to to recite the Parsha Karbonis during the day than he is allowed to recite it at night. V'yimtzorach amida ayim v'sima memvav, etc., etc. Kosov v'shallah, v'shabbos v'yontav lo yomar yehi ratzon. There are many yehi ratzons that are integrated into the reading of the Karbonos and are printed in the Sidurim, those are supplications, that's not appropriate for Shabbos. The ain't carbon Bahem. Now, as you might argue, well, I should read the parasha of the Karbonos because I can bring a carbon adova, but the answer is there is no carbon adova on Shabbos and Yontif. Alaparshios ain't hefseid liomer kikori batorah. As we said before, if you're reading the parasha that says Talmud Torah, that's okay even at night. Umikolokom imu ben Torah mutav yoseh sheyasog biparsha diyoma. And he says, Umikolokom imu ben Torah mutav yoseh sheyasog biparsha diyoma. In other words, if he has a choice here of reading Parshios, I'm not sure exactly which Parshios he means and on which day, but he says Parsha Diyoma, which he may be referring here to Echad, to Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum, I'm not sure, that takes precedence. Again, reading Korbanos Nedava, those Parshios on Shabbos, is certainly not required, but he doesn't lose anything by them. Ein hefseid li'omrom. But if he's a Ben Torah, instead of reciting Korbanos Nedava, Parshios which on Shabbos really are out of place, it's not appropriate for Shabbos, there's no Korban Nedava on Shabbos, so then the Mishnah Berurah advocates in favor of Parsha Diyoma, which I assume means the Parsha Shavua. Mishu Yo'ovel Lo Yomar Parsha Korbanos. Avelim don't read Parsha Korbanos. He doesn't explain why. What else? Now I think we have a Mishnah Berurah. First let's read the Mechaber Zayin. Kishemesayim parsha sa'ol yomar yirotzim v'nechad shiyez zeh choshev v'mkubo kilu ekravti ola v'chein yomar achar parsha sa'mincha v'hashlamim. So we see clearly that the Mechaber has the recitation of Parshas HaMincha and Parshas HaShlomim, Neshem Boim B'Nedova. So that the Yiratzon you can recite because it's Boim B'Nedova. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Achar Parshas HaChatos Lo Yomer Kein Lefi She'ein Abo B'Nedova Elim Kein Ovar Avera She'chayoven Ole HaChatos. So we can't ask Hashem to consider as if we brought a Chatos unless we're actually Chayv HaChatos, because Chatos is not a voluntary Korban. V'chein Oshem V'Tolui Oshem V'Yoshem Tolui Kaim Olon Di'ein Abo B'Nedova. So therefore there's no Yiratzon. But there could be a Yiratzon for Shlomim and for a mincha, and for an ola. Hachron kos b'shem amarshal, t'yei shlomer af li'achar chatas v'yoshem yirotzon, chak yom b'loshen sofing, haynu im avarti aver shechayim alech chatas, yei zeh nechshav kilu ekrafti chatas, v'im lav yehei kikori b'torah. In other words, if he doesn't add the yirotzon, then it's a kori b'torah. But if he wants to make it as a substitute for carbon in the event that he's chayv carbon, he should add this stipulation of safek. Kai gavna yom gam kin acharei parshas oshav. Achamogdim from hiksha od eich yomim nischayavti chatos akamelin yin chatos the boy yediyah betchila shechata. He can't recite a a conditional yihi ratzon in case I'm chayv, because you only bring a chor chatos if you have a yediya. And therefore, the Magen Avraham concludes that as far as chatos liyomer klal hayihi ratzon liyin oshem vadi hashem tolui, there he could say yihi ratzon al atnai. In other words, these are karbonos that could be brought for safek. In fact, that's the whole essence of an oshem tolui. Ach im libo nokfo shema over al chet v'hayilo yediya shechata. V'shachach yuchalom agam kein ha'yi rotzen achar chatz b'derech t'nai. In other words, even if we take into consideration the Magen Avraham's hesitation to recite the yirotzen on a chatz because he needed a yediyah t'chila, what he could do is he could say, maybe I had a yediyah and I forgot my yediyah, and if I was chayav a chatz, because at the moment that I had that yediyah, I was chayav a korban chatz. Okay, let's see where we're up to. We're up to the Mechaber Sif Ches Yomer Makarbonos Pasuk V'Shacharos Al Yerach V'Zveach Tzifon L'Fnei Hashem, and that you'll see in the Sidurim. And we recite it today after Parshas HaTamid, and then finally we have a medrash to Chol Misha Omer Pasuk Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zocher HaKedis Yitzchak, special school of how in reciting this Pasuk. V'yesh Nogim Lomer Parshas HaKiyor V'achkar Parshas Trumas HaDeshen V'achkar Parshas HaTomid. So the Seder here that the Mechaber quotes in the name of Yesh Nogim is to begin with the parsha of the Kiyor, and that you'll see here in the Siddur Tfilas Kol Petz on page 20. Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe Limor v'asisa Kiyor nechoshes, and then following that, he has parshas Chumas HaDeshen V'achka Parshas HaTomid. Again, we mentioned in the name of the Bir HaLocha that he should recite Parshas HaOla, and in the Parshas HaOla you have the Chumas HaDeshen V'Heirimus HaDeshen. For some reason it's printed in smaller font here in this particular Siddur. I don't know exactly how they made that Shikol Adah, how they made that decision. Now, after the parasha of Trumas HaDeshen, he reads the parasha of the Talmud that we have. And as we said before, after the parasha of the Talmud, our minhag is to recite the pasuk V'Shacharos Al Yerach Mizbeach, and that you'll see here on page 21 in your Siddur. V'achkach Mizbeach Miktar K'tores. We have here Parshas HaKtores. I'm not sure here. The Mechaber says Mizbeach Miktar K'tores. That I don't see. Just one second. Let's see. It says here Tzkach L'cha. Peter Olav. I think there's something missing here in my Siddur, because I don't see here Mizbeach Miktar K'tores. And then finally has Parshas Samone HaK'tores Vasiyos, so that we have here by Yom Hashem Kachcha Samim Notof Ushcheles, etc., etc. And then the Hikter Olav Aaron K'tores HaSamim. Fine. Now in the Mechaber I don't see any mention of these brises over here to integrate Torah Shebaal Peh with the Torah Shebichsav, and that's what we have here printed in our Sidurim. The Be'er Halacha, as we mentioned before, says that after he has his limud prior to tefillah of the Gemaras and the Sfarim of the Rambam, kidei sheyavin achar kach mashu omer ubezet echoslo ki ilu hikriv mamish korban. Oh, v'chein masha anu omer v'chol yom abaya v'misader bin yore asiyah saktores. That's a mitzvah. Interesting, he mentions Abaye. Again, we have the Bir Alocha mentions two things here that I see. He says Asiyas Aktores, and that's this Tanur Rabbanan that's printed here, Pitu Aktores Ketzad. Then he has Abaye Oye Omer. I don't see that he mentions here Eiz Mekom Shal Zvach, which is a major chunk of the Karbonas. I don't see that the Mishnah Berurah mentions that. In fact, I don't see that the Mechaber mentions that. Is there anything here? Let's just take a look in the Shari Tshuva for a second. Not seeing it. Okay, Rabbi Osei, so there are some omissions and discrepancies here between the Sfarim and the Sidurim and the Sifrei Halacha that we're looking at. And that has to be, investigated further. Let's take a look now at Simon Beis. Din Levishas Begodim. The Mechaber says on page 11, Lo Yilbash Chaluko Miyushov El Yika Chaluko V'yachnis Bo Rosho Zoroso Bo Denus Shochev V'nimtzak Shiyakum Hu Mechuse. So the Mechaber does not want you to walk around naked here. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, "Adam tzarich lisnayg b'tznius u'busha l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu afilu k'shu layla u'bechadrei chadorim alo molei kol ha'aretz kvodo u'kechashecho ka'oro l'fanav yisbarach." So it's as far as standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's like he's in the light of day, even though he's in pitch black darkness. Chein tzarich lizor tamid machmas tam ze shelo b'mokum hechrik milegalos mibsoro afilu ma'at. Person should be very careful not to reveal any part of his body. Whatever is normally covered. Al Rashai Legalis Yodo Ad Kuvado, which he says is the marpek, that's the elbow. Vitzavoro Ad Achoze. Vialkein Ha'an Pilos. Yirel love shom alafashtom gam kein tachas asodin. Okay, this is not totally clear, but the basic rule that we understand is that one's nakedness should not be shown, even if it means that he has to get dressed under the blankets. And he says, Lilov shama lepostan tachas hasodin shelo legalis raglov shedakolios mechusas liolam v'vdinus elu she'ein holchin yachef hafilu v'kayitz v'chein kol kayotzim. So, you know, at this point the Mishnah Berurah is introducing a kind of a relative element, a variable that depends upon the what he calls the Medinos Elu, the way we dress in Medinos Elu. Obviously that changes. So today we wear shorts. I mean, what would the Mishnah Berurah say about shorts in a climate and in a country where people wear shorts? Then he says, "Beis Hamerchatz Dakot Shabeilech Shomar Rumim V'Efsha Binyan Acher." So you're in a sauna, you're in a bathhouse. That's the way it is. You walk naked, and that's not called priestess. If he's swimming in a river, So you should try to get dressed and undressed in Zahirus, meaning in try to limit as much as possible all exposure to the public, to the public eye. And therefore, Samach Lidnar, before he gets into the waters and he's getting into these various swimsuits and the like, that he should do before he gets to the Nahar Bitsnius. And in the Nahar, he's wearing a bathing suit, that's fine. So the main point is, as the Mishnah Berurah says, Lo Yelech Begilei Aguf Shelo Litzara. Okay, he allows you to go skinny dipping in a nahar. So if people go naked, it's like going into a mikveh, going into a nahar. Then if he covers himself, it's almost like he's embarrassed about the bris. Achbi loss of an nar. Now he's getting up for the nar, and part of Klapiyom, he's facing the people. Yishche, he should bend over. Yosim yodu kineged ervos l'chasoso v'vach lo yigabo. Right, so we're going to talk about yigabo later on in this siman. Cholok shel tamid chacham kol she'em besor nireis tachtov. That a person who's a Talmud Chacham should make sure that his body is not, you know, he's not wearing like transparent clothing. Then he says the following, Va'idna ein nizharim bazeh. Now we have to understand what is he referring to when he says ein nizharim bazeh? Mishum shaholchem akol bebatei shokayim v'ein abasur nires. I guess he's saying that we don't have to worry so much about changing our clothes because we're wearing underwear and socks underneath the clothes. So our thighs and our legs are covered in any event. So all this emphasis about wearing certain clothes that shouldn't be transparent, we don't have to worry about that because in any event, underneath this transparency, he's wearing underwear. He's not exposed. Now we have the Mishnah Berurah of the Beis. Let's just go through the Mechaber once more. He says, "V'nimtzuk shakubu mechusa kifayin." He's getting dressed under the blankets. And al yomar in Sif Beis hineni v'chadri kador miro eini. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah basic sheyakum. It's lomik sheyakum v'yetsa mitachas kisui sadino sheyemunach shom arom k'sheposhar chaluko. So he's taking off his pajamas, let's say whatever clothing he's wearing at night, and he's coming out of the blanket, so he's no longer covered. Is Ye'ata taking the chus because he dressed himself before he got out of bed under the blankets, therefore he'll never actually get out naked. Ki yipol chaluko al kol gufo me'atzmo. Now I'm wondering out loud, maybe we'll get to this possibly even tomorrow, as to how these dinim impact on intimate relations between a husband and a wife. And maybe there are certain leniencies in that case, I don't know. In any event, he speaks at great length here about the way he puts on his clothing, and he's got to do it in a certain order. And let's see. Okay, what time is it now? All right, I think we'll stop here. Make a note of where we got up to. And Bli Nether will continue next week.